Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you, those of you that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love doing what you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich. It's about living a rich life, because as you are blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of others. Thank you for allowing me to do so, guys. I appreciate you guys giving me more topics and more conversation and questions, whether it's on our social media channels, follow us at Money Ripples, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Facebook, LinkedIn. Love being able to talk with you guys. Thank you for asking good, solid questions, because that's exactly the kind of show we have for you today. As a reminder, also go check out our website, moneyripples.com. If you want to know how much passive income you can create in the next 12 months, go there. Take the passive income calculator, fill it all out. If you leave it blank, you just wasted our time and wasted your time. Fill it out to see what your magic number is, to see how much cash flow you can create in the next 12 months. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. Okay, guys. So speaking of passive income, I want to talk about passive income, because many times I see on social media, as we start to get comments from people, of course, you always get the trolls and hecklers, but behind some of these heckle type comments, there's some really good questions. People are kind of a little bit ticked off about false advertising when it comes to passive income, right? Because there's a lot of people talking about passive income. I mean, even Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, he talks about passive income, but he tells you some examples, but it's hard to be able to take it from point A to point B or point Z even, trying to figure out what is really the way to get there. What's the path to hit that? Because people get caught up in the strategy and then they forget that passive income actually has to have income with it, right? So you got to make sure you're picking the right vehicles and doing the right things. But there's also another trend I'm seeing lately that kind of ticks me off. I'm seeing this trend of people that claim passive income, but in truth, it's not passive at all. It's actually creating a brand new business. You got to build up this, say it's even in real estate. You'll get these people to say, hey, you can build this real estate business right now and you create passive income for yourself. Oh, but it does require you to have to build a whole brand new business, build the team, hire and fire, do all this kind of stuff to eventually maybe have income that could be six figures, maybe even seven figures, but you will be working full time eventually if you want to get to seven figures. So you pretty much create another job. And to me, that's not passive income, right? Passive income is not that. Now, I'm not even talking about the accounting definition that an accountant would say. Passive income is actually income earned specifically from real estate. No, we're not talking about that, right? We are really talking about passive income in the sense that you have income being generated without you having to work so hard for it. That's really what I refer to as passive income. So sometimes people will come to us, they'll say, hey, Chris, do you teach us how to, do short-term rentals, how to like do active investments? Nope, I don't. But Kyle Stanley does a great job of that. You guys just heard from him a few weeks ago. He's awesome. You know, that is an actual business. It's not really passive. You can create some semi-passive or residual income from that, but you still got to work for it. You still got to have systems in place. You got to manage it and protect it and get it to grow. Now you can make sick amounts of money doing that, but you will be working part-time to get that awesome amount of income. Now, some of you might say, that's not for me. I'm already working full-time. I'm already in a business that I love, or I'm working in a job. In fact, or maybe I don't love my job. Maybe I hate my job, or maybe I hate my business, but I want to get out of it completely. I want free time. If you're really wanting that time back, that's the passive income we talk about here. We're talking about something where you can actually use your money to invest. Now, there are ways to do it with little bits of money, but it usually requires you to put more time and attention into it, right? Even when we have people on like Kim Daly talking about franchises, yes, you're putting time and effort and money into that. And if you want a little bit more time back, you got to put in a lot more money in. You might be putting in hundreds of thousands of dollars to then only be working very part-time, maybe 5, 10, 15 hours a week in that business. We do not talk about that at all. We are solely talking about putting your money into something that generates passive income. What do I mean? For example, we talk about turnkey real estate rentals, right? Now, most rentals, you have to find the property and know where to look. You got to be making bids and offers. You got to be finding the tenants. You got to be dealing with the tenants' toilets and trash, right? I mean, even just getting the property to start paying you in the beginning is a lot of work. That's horrible. But if you don't have to go through all that work, you can buy what's called a turnkey rental. Turnkey rental says, let's use a turnkey company to help us find the property. We can just say, here's a few properties we can pick from that we already know how much cash flow is going to generate. Eeny, meeny, miny, awesome. I'm going to take that one. And so you buy that property. And then they don't just help you with that. They help you find the financing. They help you find the lender if you need a lender. They also do all the work finding the property manager, or they are the property manager. They're the ones that fill it with tenants. You don't go looking for tenants. You don't go screening through applications. You simply buy the property and collect checks. Now, can there be problems that come up? Of course. There could be situations where the property manager will reach out to you saying, hey, looks like there's a maintenance issue. We might need to fix it up. Now, usually when you buy a property, the home inspection report will catch those things, so you don't have to deal with maintenance issues very early on, but it's possible. Also, there could be a vacancy. They might have to evict the tenant. So it's not that you're dealing with that drama. You're just going to have to follow up with them. Your biggest drama is going to be, do you have a good property manager? That's really it. If you have a good property manager, I'll tell you, I mean, I've got some properties that I keep wondering if we're still getting paid. We have to check to make sure we're still getting paid because there's zero drama. We have the same renters in there for years paying us. We even raise rents on them. Well, I don't do it. The property manager does it for us, and it's great. And like I showed you before in previous episodes where how rental real estate can really kick the crap out of mutual funds, cash flow is awesome and you can make more money. So by the way, as a follow-up to one of those episodes, I had shown you how those numbers looked. I actually forgot to reinvest the cash flow that you got. So I just let it sit there in a 0% account. I didn't even talk about putting it into infinite banking to earn a little bit better return, or even taking that money, whether it's in infinite banking or not, and reinvesting it. So the numbers you actually saw, how it compared to a very liberal, very aggressive returning mutual fund, guess what? It actually kicked the crap out of it. It would have been way better. You would have been seeing like easily $500,000 plus types of returns from that kind of investment. So anyways, follow up from a few episodes ago when we were talking about that, about what's really better, mutual funds or real estate, it's hands down, we kicked the crap out of it. So those were turnkey properties we're using as examples in that episode. Now there's also other things. You can put money into syndications, right? Where you're pooling your money with other people, buying apartment buildings, self-storage. Even when we talk about oil and gas, there's even oil and gas type of investments you can put money into. It could be even into businesses. You might be going into a car wash together and things like that. Like we had Whitney Hutton, we had her on our show. Same thing, right? You put your money in, pool your money together, make money there. You can also use this money and create passive income from where you do business partnerships. You know, they're like investments, but you're in a partnership together. Someone else does the work. I have a partnership right now where from the real estate that they're doing is generating about $4,928 a month from just $125,000 invested. I'm loving it, right? I'm loving that we're getting massive cash flow from that kind of deal. So those are the kind of things that we can do with that, right? Those are passive investing, right? That's the thing where, again, somebody else operates it, somebody else manages it or controls it. Now, you might have a control ownership in those things. So that's good. You want control and ownership in many of these cases. But again, you're hands off. You're not dealing with all the crap that goes with it. That is the thing that's being misled all the time that you're seeing out there. Whenever you hear people saying passive income, users are saying, hey, you can go be a wholesaler. You can go and get a wholesaling business that you can start up, making money off that. And you don't even need money. You just have to put all this energy and time into it. That's true, but kind of sucks too, doesn't it? It's good for some people, but you may not want to want another business or job. You may not want a flipping business where you have to be a real estate flipper. You don't want to have to maybe set up that Amazon store, even though you can make great money. Nothing is wrong with doing these kind of strategies, but I can see why many of you have been complaining about passive income, because the problem is these people are telling you it's passive. 100% bull from my definition of passive income. My definition is you get your money working for you, so you have to work for that money. That's my definition of passive income. Almost anything you see out there today, when they claim they help you with passive income, does not fit that definition. They generally require you to do a lot of work. They require you to do a lot of, sometimes it requires not just work, but also money to go with it too. And to me, that's not cool. If I'm going to be passive, I want to be able to get my money working for me. I want to use that money. And that money does the work. Not me. The money does. That's how it should be passive. And again, going back to the accountant. Yes, I know. If you're an accountant, you're going to say, but that's not passive income. That's only dealing with real estate rentals and things like that. I get it. I know you want to be the nitpicky on the definition of the term. I don't care. This is the term I've given it for you guys, so you understand it. You call it whatever the heck you want. You're earning interest on your money. You're earning dividends. You're earning passive income if it's a rental, whatever. Okay. The point is you're making money while you're not working. Your money is working harder so that you don't have to work so hard for it. Does that make sense? I mean, how many of you guys want that? That's when you see that our peeps, you know, see our guests coming on, right? You see our clients coming on, they're talking about that. That's what they're doing. They don't have another job that this is creating for them. This is something they are putting their money there, they invest it, and it works great. Now you might be saying, what if I don't have money, Chris? And I'll tell you this as advice. If you don't have at least $100,000, even $50,000, but at least $50,000 to $100,000, your worry is not about creating passive income right now. Yes, you can do things like we advertise for a company that will take a minimum of $1,000 investment, right? But that's not the thing. Because truthfully, I mean, think about this. You earn 10% on $10,000. Let's just say all you have is $10,000 to invest. 10% means you earned $1,000 in a year. Your goal, although you could do that, your goal should be focusing more on how do I generate and earn more income? Not from passive investing like what I talk about. It could be some of these part-time side businesses we're talking about, these side hustles. It could be just getting better at your own job, your own business, or your own work, your W-2 job, or as how do you serve your employer better, or you serve your clients or your customers better. Focus on that to build that cash more. If you're a business owner, you should be focusing purely on how do I generate more profit in this business so I don't have to keep generating more and more sales, right? How do I generate more profit so more comes back home, and then that money turns around and creates passive income for you. So then while you're earning all this money and profit inside your business, you're also on the side earning this passive income over here, helping create some safety in your situation. You own a job, right? Really, you do own a job if you come from that mentality. If you have a job where you work for an employer, you want to be able to take as much cash as you can. This is why funding your 401k becomes a joke. I spoke with somebody today who said, Chris, like, I know your ideas of 401ks on this podcast. And I agree. I don't trust the government. I don't trust that people won't want to try to dip their hands into my money, because that's what the 401k does. It allows the government to do whatever the heck they want with your money based on a little vote from the Senate, right? I don't trust it. Where do I put my money? Great. Let's get it over here. We can funnel it through infinite banking. You can funnel it through your cruddy little checking or savings account, whatever. We can use that money to generate passive income. So again, if you've got low cash to use to invest, don't even worry about passive income. Just worry about building up your savings. And this is where infinite banking could be a great strategy to help you build your savings quickly, because you're earning more than 0.0% in your bank, right? That's why we use it. So that is a great strategy you can use to build up that cash to then later on get that money working for you. Because I'd much rather have you invest $100,000 or $200,000 to make $10,000 or $20,000 a year versus $5,000 or $10,000 making $500 or $1,000 a year. The best thing is to focus, hone in on how we just keep generating more money. Again, you can always invest in smaller things. And we even talk about that in our Wealth Accelerator Academy, but really focus on trying to build up that cash. For those of you that already have the cash, question is, do you want to work for it? Or do you want to actually really be passive? That is our forte. That is our specialty. That is what we do here at Money Ripples. Oh, and here's the other thing. One thing we don't do that everybody talks about doing, they create passive income. Maybe they have a passive investment like a syndication, but guess what? It's their own syndication. So what do they tell you to invest? In their thing, their one thing that they have, their one option, they tell you to invest there. Granted, that's closer to passive income, but then you have to question, well, wait a minute. Of course, you're going to tell me to invest in their fund because that's where they make their money, right? We don't raise capital. We don't raise funds. We're not even investment advisors. We do have, however, a lot of people that we have vetted in our network of 20 plus people, whether it's turnkey operators, syndicators, people that are create partnerships, franchise type of, deal brokers and things like that. We got all those kind of people to help you be able to match up with those investments where we are, of course, not the ones selling it to you. You know, we get to help you stand in your corner saying, hey, based on your goals, these are the better investments for you. Let's narrow down the selection of these few, and then you get to pick from those what you want to do. It's much simpler. We give you strategy. We help you find out where to find the cash and make it work for you. But then we get you to move along and say, great, now we can invest with these people that not guaranteed by any means, but they are vetted in a way that they have a good track record. They have a great history of paying their investors consistently. And that is what's most important. You want to make sure you get paid consistent and predictable passive income with your money, not something where you're always guessing and wondering, right? We don't want to speculate. We don't want to gamble with your money. You want to make sure you're doing the best thing with it. So the great thing is you get to keep full control, but you get somebody in your corner to say, hey, based on what we already know and the people that are in our network, here could be some of the best places you could have your money working for you right now. And that's what I mean by you can live your life today, not tomorrow, get your money working for you. Again, if you guys have questions, you could always go to moneyripples.com, reach out to us, book a call and say, hey, am I at this place? But I would say this, first and foremost, before you even do that, just go to that passive income calculator, see what's possible. If it's less than $20,000, great. Go look at our Wealth Accelerator Academy. If it's more than that, you need to be talking to one of our reps to see if maybe we've got something that could actually literally change your life for the better, where you're actually creating passive income without all the work and toil and creating a side hustle or wondering if you're just investing in their one little fund option that they have. That's what we got for you guys. Be sure to visit us, moneyripples.com, and ask us any questions there. Go and make it a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.